Title: Creative Warping of Breaks in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. All right, let's get into one of the most fun, most underrated parts of drum and bass production in Ableton Live 12, Creative Warping of Breaks. Because warping isn't just make the loop match the BPM. In Jungle and D&B, warping is groove design and sound design at the same time. You're going to retime a classic break into a modern roller pocket, build a couple extra layers that add movement and darkness, and then turn warping into real arrangement edits like stutters, tape stops, and reverse pulls. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar break arrangement that feels produced, not just looped. And the big mindset shift is this: we're not trying to make the break perfect, we're trying to make it intentional. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 172 to 176 is totally fine, but I'll call it 174 for the lesson. Now make three audio tracks. Audio 1 is break main. Audio 2 is break warp FX layer. Audio 3 is break texture layer. Create two return tracks. Return A, short room. Return B, dirty delay. And then group the three break tracks into one group and name it Break Bus. That group is where the glue and punch will happen later. Now, step 1. Choose and prep a break. Drag a break into audio 1. Amen. Think, hot pants anything with some character. Go into clip view and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For beat settings, set preserve to transients. Turn transient loop mode off, and set envelope somewhere around 85 to start. You can go 70 to 100 depending on how sharp you want the hits to stay, but 85 is a solid middle. Here's the goal for the main break: keep the snap of the transients while making the timing solid enough that you can layer it with a modern kick and snare if you want. Now step 2, the boring part that enables all the fun: getting it properly in time. Zoom in and find the first clean downbeat, usually that first kick transient, or at least the first moment that feels like this is bar 1. Right-click that point and choose set 1.1.1 here. Right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. Now, don't trust it blindly. Jump to 2.1.1 and 3.1.1 and see if the loop drifts. If it's late or early, don't panic. Put a warp marker near the end of the phrase. Gently move it until the bar lines up, then check earlier points again. Teacher note here: aim for a clean 2-bar loop first. In D&B, a ton of the magic comes from repeating a short break chunk and mutating it over time, rather than trying to perfectly warp an entire 16 bars from the start. Now step 3, create that D&B push-pull groove with warp markers. This is where people either make it roll or accidentally destroy the funk. So before you touch markers, define anchors versus decorations. Anchors are the hits that must stay stable, usually the downbeat kick at 1.1.1, and the main snares. Decorations are hats, ghost snares, little grace notes, shuffles. Those can drift. That one decision prevents you from ironing the break into a stiff grid. Duplicate your clip so you can A and B it. Just duplicate the clip in arrangement, or duplicate the clip in session. You want one as a safety, one as your groove experiment. Now add warp markers only on a few key hits. Put markers on the main snare hits, typically on beats 2 and 4. Then pick 2 to 4 little hat or ghost hits per bar that feel like they drive the shuffle. Now micro time it. Pull the main snare slightly late, just a hair, for wait. Think 5 to 15 milliseconds. Don't measure it obsessively, listen for that confident, heavy snare feeling. Then push a couple hats slightly early, around minus 5 to minus 10 milliseconds. That creates forward motion. The feel target: the snare is heavy and sits back. The hats feel nervous and fast, like they're trying to outrun the grid. Quick coaching trick: keep the transient display visible and zoom in enough that you can see the pre-transient fuzz before the snare peak. Sometimes the groove is in that leading edge, not the tallest point of the transient. If you warp by only lining up peaks, you can accidentally change the feel. Now step 4, hard quantize only what matters, the hybrid method. Instead of forcing the entire break to the grid, lock only your anchors. Keep warp markers on 1.1.1 and the main snares. Everything else, you nudge by ear until it locks with your bass line and any added drums. And here's a pro move: if you're layering your own kick and snare, the break can be wrong as long as it's consistently wrong. A consistent pocket is a vibe. Random inconsistency is just messy. Also, remember you have another groove tool that's not warp markers: the clip start and the loop braces. If the break feels rushed, sometimes moving the clip start a tiny bit later fixes the whole feel more musically than moving 10 markers. Now step 5. Make the warp FX layer. Weird but controlled. Copy your warped clip to audio 2, the warp FX layer track. Change warp mode to texture. Set grain size around 30 milliseconds, anywhere from 20 to 40. Set flux around 10 to 25 to create motion. Now add an auto filter after the clip. Set it to LP24, cut off around 300 to 800 Hz, and resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. We're basically carving out a dark, moving layer. Then add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Now blend this track low. You want to feel it more than hear it. Typically it's like minus 18 to minus 10 dB relative to the main break. If you clearly hear it as a separate break, it's probably too loud. Think grit and glue in the background. Now step 6. Create the time blur texture layer, the cinematic jungle darkness. Copy the clip to audio 3. You have two main options here. Complex Pro for character, with formants around 0 to plus 20, envelope around 80 to 120, or texture again, but with a larger grain size like 60 to 120 milliseconds, to smear it more. Now we stretch intentionally. Put a warp marker at 1.1.1 and another at 3.1.1. Then drag that 3.1.1 marker out to 4.1.1. You're forcing extra time into the phrase, and you'll get that tape pulled. Dread-filled ambience. It's not meant to sound clean. It's meant to sound haunted. Then filter aggressively. Use EQ8, high pass around 150 to 300 Hz so it doesn't mess with your subs. If it gets fizzy, dip a bit around 2 to 5K. Use this texture layer under intros, under minimal sections, or for build-ups. It's also great for hiding edit seams, because it acts like a moving bed underneath everything. Now a key layering warning. Check flam risk. When two break layers are close but not identical, you might get thickness or you might get ugly flams and phase weirdness. Here's a fast test. On your break bus, drop a utility and set width to 0%, so it's mono for a moment. Listen to the snare impact. If it collapses, hollows out, or suddenly feels smaller, you've got alignment problems. Fix it by nudging one layer slightly, either with track delay, or by moving the clip start a tiny bit. Often 5 to 15 milliseconds is all it takes. Also, if one snare is poking out after you warp, tame it with clip gain or a tiny fade before you reach for compression. You'll get cleaner results, and your bus compressor won't start pumping in weird ways. Now step 7. Turn warping into edits. This is where your 16 bars start to feel like a real record. First, stutter fill. In arrangement view, find a snare or a hitch you want to stutter. Split a tiny region, consolidate it into a new clip. Then in clip view turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, and set the loop brace to a tiny window like a 16th note. Turn loop on. Now you've got a machine gun fill that still has the tone of your break, which is way more authentic than dropping in a random stutter sample. Second, tape stop style pitch drag without plugins. Duplicate the break clip just for the fill moment. Switch warp mode to repitch. Add a warp marker at the start of the fill, then stretch the end marker later. Repitch gives you that slowdown and pitch drop that screams classic transition, but it's coming from your break material. Third, reverse hit, like a snare sock or reverse crash. Copy a snare into a new clip, reverse it, set warp mode to texture with grain around 40 to 80 milliseconds, then put reverb after it. Decay 2 to 5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and high cut somewhere around 4 to 8K so it doesn't get too shiny. If you want it as a one-shot, resample it. Committing these effects is part of the DNB workflow. Now step 8. Break bus processing. Stock Ableton chain that hits hard. On the break bus group, add EQ8 first. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz. If it's dull, maybe a tiny shelf up at 8 to 12K, but only if it truly needs it. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch anywhere from 0 to 30 depending on taste. Boom off or very low. In DNB, your subs belong to your bass, not your breaks. Transients plus 5 to plus 20 if you want more crack. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds for tighter control, or 10 milliseconds if you want more punch to get through before compression grabs. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter as safety, just catching peaks. Don't squash the life out of it. And one more big DNB layering note. If you're using a separate kick and snare, high pass the main break higher, often 120 to 200 Hz, so your low end doesn't turn into mud. Breaks plus bass plus kick equals chaos fast. Now step 9. Arrange it like a proper roller, 16 bars with a story. Here's a solid template. Bars 1 to 4, bring the main break in with a filter automation. Keep the texture layer low, like a shadow underneath. Bars 5 to 8, full break, and blend in the warp effects layer for movement. Bars 9 to 12, add variation. This is a great spot for a subtle control drag idea. Push only late accents like ghost snares a tiny bit later each bar, so it feels like gravity is pulling the groove down, then you reset it later. At bar 12, hit a stutter fill. Bars 13 to 16, set up a transition. Repitch stop down at the end, or a reverse suck into the next section. Automate like a producer, not like a scientist. Automate auto filter cutoff on the main and layers. Automate saturator drive on the warp effects layer for intensity. Automate reverb sends for accent hit so fills bloom out and then disappear. And if you want a more advanced illusion without messing up your anchors, do a pre-drop time bend that only affects the top layer. Stretch the warp effects or artifact layers slightly in the last bar while the main break stays stable. Your listener feels time bending, but your drums don't fall apart. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick fire. Don't put warp markers on every transient. You'll kill the groove and create artifacts. Choose warp modes with intent. Beats for punch. Texture for smear and atmosphere. Repitch for tape vibe. Complex Pro for character, but it can soften drums. When layering, always check for flams and phase. Mono test is your friend. Control low end, high pass break layers. And don't overstretch transients in Complex Pro if you need the snare to crack. Keep the main on beats if you want it to hit. Now, a really useful practice routine to lock this in. Pick one break, make a clean two-bar loop at 174 BPM. Create three versions from it. A tight one, beats mode, mostly grid-aligned. A roll one, micro push-pull on hats and ghosts. A dark one, texture layer with filtering and saturation. Arrange eight bars. Bars 1 to 4 filtered intro. Bars 5 to 8 full energy, with a stutter on the last half bar. Then export it and listen away from the project. If the groove still talks when you're not staring at the waveform, you nailed it. Final recap. Treat warping as groove design plus sound design, not just syncing. Use beats for the main punch, texture or Complex Pro for layers and atmosphere. Repitch for tape style transitions. This audio version is shortened for playback.